you. Welcome back.
What's with the tape recorder?
Oh, I'm sorry. So we're playing a professional right now. Are you sure you want to be making evidence of our little meetings? Especially after how the last one ended. Last time when you finally gave in, you pinned me to the floor and fucked me like an animal. No, that's not the word for it. It wasn't fast and desperate. It was slow, deliberate. The way you fuck someone you know is going to enjoy it. The way you fuck someone when you want them to remember. Oh, you left bruises on my back, you know. How do you think I should explain that to the nurses? Oh, don't fret, Doc. I promise I won't tell anybody about what happened. I would never hurt you like that. I just hope nobody notices anything unusual during my medical checkup in a few days. Oh, and there goes the tape recorder. Are you sure you don't want to keep a record? Maybe for later. I can whisper every detail of our little therapy session. Slowly, for you to enjoy at your leisure. You'll deny anything I say? Sweetheart, that's cute, but we both know the physical evidence is a little overwhelming. You'll say I overpowered you. Is that diploma in your office fake or something? I'd love to hear you explain how I got the upper hand wearing this straitjacket. What will you tell them? That I crawled on my knees like this till I was kneeling in front of you? That I nuzzled my cheek against that growing bulge in your pants? Like this. And then somehow your clothes were off and your dick was being swallowed by a 130-pound girl with a cock addiction. Real believable, Doc. Oh, I know. Just tell them I was becoming delirious, insatiable, a danger to myself and others, and I needed a dick. Any dick to cure me of my cock-induced mania. Oh, wait, your little psych book saying nymphomania isn't a real disorder. So sad. I don't know, Doc. I think the walls might be closing in here. Plus, there's this ever-growing bit of self-incrimination right here. What the? Do you need me on my back so badly? Maybe you want to look me in the eyes when you fuck me this time. It's okay. Here, let me spread my legs. What are you waiting for? Do you want me to beg? I can do that. Oh, please, Doc. I need your dick. I can't think straight. It feels like I'm burning up inside. I need you to ram that thick cock of yours inside of me. Just one more time. Fuck me until I can't move. Shove every inch down my throat. Let me swallow your medicine so I can go back to being a good girl. Oh, you're a good little patient. Oh. My, you're looking a little red there, Doc. Do you need to relieve some stress? I think I know a good way to blow off some steam. Shut up! Or what? You'll go running to the orderlies? Help me! Help me! My patient's a nympho! She won't stop trying to fuck me! Maybe you should. Then I can tell them all about my bruises and the way your dick feels inside of me. What it's like to have your cum dripping down my chin. I can be quite descriptive. You don't understand. He was so cruel. He wouldn't stop no matter what, no matter how much I begged him to. And then he grabbed me by my hair And he said I was going to swallow his semen, or he'd change my medication to something that would make me more compliant. What's the matter, Doc? Cat got your tongue?
Oh, but that look in your eyes says everything, doesn't it?
If I didn't know any better, I'd say it was you on the verge of psychic break. Should I get the nurse?
We could get you a room next to mine. Maybe I could come over for some after-hours therapy sessions.
Oh, that's it. Grab my hair. Drag me around till I'm right where you want me.
Please unzip your pants. And give me that fucking cock. In my mouth. In my cunt. I don't care. Just shove it inside me right now. Yes. That's good. Fuck. Did you get thicker since last time? I swear to God, you're gonna stretch my throat at this rate. Oh, no, second thought. Not now. Oh, it's okay. Shh, let me suck your dick. Till you work up the nerve to take out all your twisted little fantasies on me. Oh, you forgot I was a fucking slut before you got your hands on me, didn't you? I'm a goddamn savant when it comes to sucking cock. I can lick and suck. Just melt you right here in my mouth. Not too loud, Doc. We wouldn't want your peers to catch up, would we? Oh, but I know I'm not making it easy on you. My little tongue is coaxing all those sweet sounds out of you. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't cry, baby. Shh. Your career isn't over. Not as long as you do what I say. You'll visit me, and we can sit and talk about your day, and your desires, and your fears. And then you're gonna pull yourself together and fuck me until I tell you to stop. I'll pull myself into your head and drag out every filthy desire, every shameful want, every desperate need, all the things that are eating away at you. And then we can work through them together. I'm getting bored of this, Doc. You need to buck up and quick, or I'm gonna call an orderly. We don't want that, do we? So where is he, The man? That fucking stud that fucked me till I couldn't think? Do you need some help finding him? Maybe we could call up that bitch nurse that you fucking like, You didn't realize I knew about her. Oh, those male nurses, they can be so chatty when they think they're assisting a sedated patient. They talk about how hot she is, about her tight little ass. I personally think mine looks way better, but maybe we should call her and see if she can get me some good dick in here. Sounds like she's got plenty coming her way. Oh, there he is. Fucking finally. Now, what are you going to do to shut me up? Go ahead, baby. Come wherever you want. On my tits. In my mouth, in my hair, coat me in your thick load. Do it. Do it. Holy shit. I don't think there's a single dry spot left on my face. You're going to use the bed this time? Oh, that's no fun. Careful, Doc. It's gonna be hard to explain why my pants are ripped. Ah!
Oh, oh, okay, okay. I'll spread my legs. Ah! Just give me that hard... Oh, yes. Oh, yes, fuck. That's it. Oh, fuck me like you would fuck that whore of a nurse. God, yes, pull my hair, slap my face, do whatever dark, sick fantasy comes to your mind. Do you want me to beg you to stop? Does that get you hard, the idea of raping your helpless patient?
Please, no more, no more, it hurts.
No? How about I tell you how big your dick is? Oh, that I want you to fuck my filthy mouth every night and come in my dripping pussy any day? Oh, all you have to do is come to my room and shove your throbbing cock into me. Oh, just like you are now. Oh, you want to come on my face again? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not letting you get away that easy. Struggle all you want. You won't get free. Oh, I've been exercising, doing squats, toning my body to drive you wild. So you'd eventually give in. And it worked. You dropped your guard and let me get under your skin. You fucked me and fell right into my hands. Oh, all I had to do was give you the image of looking into my eyes while you fucked me. Bring up that fucking nurse up so you'd be mad enough to stop thinking just long enough. Oh, I'm so getting out of here, Doc. Unfortunately, I think that fucking nurse you like so much is gonna be out of the picture. Oh, can't have you pinning after an old flame. Maybe I'll poison her morning coffee. Oh, I know how she likes it. Cream with no sugar. Oh, we could have her committed, maybe. You could do that, right? Lock her up in a place like this and throw away the key. Oh, whatever you think is best. You can plan it all out. Oh, oh, are you ready? Are you ready to come inside of me? Look at your cum dripping down through my hair. Just come inside of me. Come inside of me. Yes, yes, that's it. Give me your cum. Oh, oh, yes. Oh my fucking god. Oh. Did you feel that? That's the feeling of our new life together. Because I'm getting out of here one way or another. I could keep silent. Nobody has to know. But you need to cooperate. Where are you going, baby?
Hey, get off my chest! You're too heavy! You're too heavy! I can't breathe! Wait, wait! Don't do this, please! I won't tell a single soul! Stop choking me, please!
I thought you were really going to do it. Oh. But it looks like I have some fun with new bruises to explain. What would I say to the medical staff? Why don't you come back tomorrow and we can put our heads together some more?